with a look at what's happening again is Sharon Allsath. Good morning.
Thanks, Scott. Good morning. As Hoosiers watch what's happening in Washington, D.C., one local economist says he thinks the federal government will reach an agreement on raising the debt ceiling before the August deadline. WFYI's Marianne Holland has more.
The federal budget year ends September 30th, but the money runs out August 2nd. So at that point, the U.S. needs to borrow money or stop paying the programs and countries to which it owes money. Ball State University economist Michael Hicks says while it sounds ominous, it's been pretty common over the last 40 years.
Every year or so, the federal government bumps up against the debt ceiling. A couple years of inflation, the federal government budget's going to be in excess of the debt ceiling. And so having to raise the debt ceiling as part of a budget agreement is a very, very common affair. It last happened, I think, in 2009, before that 2006, and it's common for a political fight to precede the debt debate.
Hicks says this year is unique because observers believe there is a higher likelihood an agreement won't be reached. He believes, however, that because the timing is so close to an election year, there will be a deal, if not by next week, then shortly thereafter via debt forgiveness from the U.S.'s largest creditor, the Federal Reserve. For WFYI News, I'm Marianne Holland.
Now that the NFL season has been saved, Super Bowl organizers can sack their backup plans. Indianapolis host committee spokeswoman Diana Boy says they expect NFL officials to give them the official word soon that they can cancel plans for a February 12th Super Bowl. The game is scheduled for February 5th. Boy says the committee has tried to avoid the distractions of the last few months.
To take advantage of the opportunity of everything that hosting the Super Bowl affords this community, we needed to keep our heads down. We needed to maintain that full steam ahead mentality and actions. And we needed to take advantage of every day to make it so much more than a game for our community.
The NFL had asked Indy to keep two weekends open when the city made its bid to host the Super Bowl. Heat exposure is being blamed for the deaths of two Indianapolis women whose bodies were found inside their home over the weekend. IMPD says that autopsies attributed the deaths to complications from heat exposure and the deaths were accidental. Officers were called to the home on the Near West Side Saturday, where 83-year-old Priscilla Gill and her 63-year-old stepdaughter Dorothy Gill were found. A Jasper nursing home has been getting hosed down in order to help cool the building. Providence Home and Healthcare Center says its air conditioning couldn't keep up with the hot temperatures, so they called in the city's fire department. Firefighters used a ladder truck twice each on Saturday and Sunday to mist water over the building, which lowered the indoor temperature by 2 to 3 degrees. The installation of more air conditioning units should be finished this week. Governor Mitch Daniels has asked President Barack Obama to add Vermilion and Wayne counties to the 32 approved for a federal disaster declaration last month. That declaration the president issued covers damage from flooding, tornadoes, and straight-line winds between April 19th and June 6th. And a federal judge has approved an agreement between Northern Indiana Public Service Company and the EPA that includes closing the company's Gary plant and $13 million in investments. NIPSCO has agreed to install controls at its Michigan City, Chesterton, and Wheatfield power plants to reduce pollutants. The company also agrees to pay a $3.5 million fine, with all but $200,000 going to the EPA. The rest goes to Indiana. Those involved say 1,000 jobs are expected to be created from the power plant improvements. WFYI weather brought to you by Barrington Jewels. Sunny today with a high of 91, mostly clear tonight, low 70. Tomorrow and Thursday sunny with tomorrow's high 93, Thursday's high 96. Right now it's mostly clear and 70 degrees. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Allsett.
Okay, Sharon, thank you very much. It's 7:34 now in sports. The NFL is back in business today after player representatives okayed a new labor agreement yesterday.